It's the first of four scheduled releases over the next few days, culminating in 50 in total. 150 Palestinian prisoners will be released in return. A truce appears to be holding, but Dr. Yara Hawari from the Palestinian Policy Network says people in Gaza may not feel any safer.
Palestinians in Gaza always tell us that they dread the night before a truce or a ceasefire because they know that the Israeli regime uses the opportunity to carry out even more intense bombardments. And I think it's important to note that even though there is this so-called truce, there's still ongoing violence.
Israel says it's responding to a terror attack. 12 Thai nationals have also been freed. Police in Dublin are braced for more protests after 34 people were arrested last night. It's after three young children were stabbed outside a primary school. The Met Police Commission has criticised the decision to prosecute an officer speeding to the scene of a terror attack. PC Paul Fisher, who injured two other drivers, has been found not guilty of dangerous driving. Drilling's back underway in a bid to rescue the 41 construction workers trapped in a collapsed road tunnel in India. A mechanical problem on Thursday meant evacuation efforts were put on hold. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says he tries to tune out the people calling for his club to be relegated over financial fair play rules. The club's currently waiting for an outcome of an investigation, but Guardiola insists he's not worried.
If we have something wrong, okay, we'll be punished. So, but wait, we can't defend ourselves. What the people accuse us, so we are not agree what they say, we are going to defend. But what I want to say, the case for Everton is completely different cases.
Everton manager Sean Dyche says the club's in shock over their 10-point deduction imposed by the Premier League. They're in the process of appealing the sanction given to them for breaching financial rules. And the moves to put the Merseysiders into the relegation zone. And that's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight will be dry and clear, winds easing to become gentle or light. It's going to be a very chilly night with overnight lows of -1. Now Saturday is going to be a chilly start to the morning as well. With these conditions, will be dry and bright though, with sunny spells for the rest of the day. It will be colder than today though.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Take.
Did we see the news coming, though? We Girls Aloud coming back on a tour as well. Yeah, there's so many bands doing it, and it's so successful as well. We all love a bit of retro, to be fair. Girls Aloud, Love Machine, always have that. If you're feeling a bit down, sometimes it's always nice to have these happy songs, you know, that's going to make you move about. And that is one of them, Girls Aloud with Love Machine. So welcome back to the second hour of Drive. Now, if you've just joined us, we have been through the past couple of days, because it's the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who, giving kind of tenuous links to songs that could be related to Doctor Who or the TARDIS or anything. So there's, and I will let you know by the end of the show tonight, all the songs that I put in, not as many as you may think, actually, because I probably missed a few, to be fair, that could have actually been related to them. So have a listen out for the next couple of hours, because I will put another, maybe two or even three in within the next couple of hours. But actually, on this day, back in 1983, one of the best bands around, actually is one of John Peel's best fans, that's the, for sure, it was the Undertones. They split up. Yeah, lead singer, obviously, Fergal Sharkey, went off as well to be a solo singer. I can't remember the name. Good Heart, it's just come to me, yeah. But I'm going to play Teenage Kicks.
stars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man, a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at.
John, I think it's going to be a long, long time. Right, now we have got an hour and 45 minutes together and we are going to make the most of it. If you've got a request, you know what to do, radio@phoenixfm.com or on my socials, which is always the popular way, I think, at Joe Bailey Music, or Twitter or X at Joe Bailey Music 1. Not had a fact for the day for a while, have we? So here's one for you. Now, drinking more fluids in the morning can help you feel happier, sharper and more energetic throughout the day. Right, let's all try that from next week. So let's drink more fluids in the morning. Right, coming up, we've got a short break, and then we're coming back with another one from our Phoenix FM A-list. Brilliant track from Charlie XCX and Sam Smith.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Hoster jumpers or gym jams day at work. Or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, The Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Brand new one on our A-list, Charlie XCX and Sam Smith, In the City. Now, talking about In the City as well, we're going to be doing traffic soon. So taking us up to the traffic, we're going to go back to the 80s a bit with Adam and the Ants. And don't forget, we are then coming back with a brilliant chart on this day, back in the day. And all I want you to do is guess the year.
Time. FM travel news.
On the M11, London bound, one lane closed on Junction 5 at Loughton, and then Junction 6 on the M25 due to an accident. Now the congestion's back to Junction 4 there. Now on the M11 southbound, slow traffic between Junction 7A and Junction 6, M25. And the M25 in Kent, there's queuing traffic. This is anti-clockwise heading back into Essex from the Dartford tunnels. The travel time there is around 35 minutes. Now A1124, slow traffic southbound, approaching the A12 at Junction 24. A13 Londonbound, slow traffic between Five Bells Interchange and Stanford Lee Hope. A120 eastbound, slow traffic approaching Galley's Corner. A121 Waltham Abbey, slow traffic approaching the M25. In Braintree, A120 slow southbound, really slow actually, from the A131 at Marks Farm roundabout to Galley's roundabout. Now here in Brentwood as well, looking up to, yes, the Ongar Road is looking very chocker, leading up to Wilson's Corner, so be careful of that area. Chelmsford Parkway eastbound, slow traffic between Rainsford Lane and Victoria Road southbound, and traffic on Ballow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And in Colchester, Cymbeline Way, A133, slow moving traffic eastbound towards the West Way, and slow traffic on Lexton Road between Cymbeline Way and Baker Balkan Hill. I thought it was Baker Hill. A127 eastbound, Prince Avenue, slow moving traffic between Astuda Way and Cuckoo Corner. So let's head over to the rail. Is it let us down? Oh, it has. Service suspended on the Greater Angler between Cromer and Sheringham. So if you're heading up there, keep an eye out because it's all due to a points failure. Now on to the tube. Severe delays on the central line still at Haynall and Woodford, and minor delays on the rest of the line due to a shortage of train. So now tickets are being accepted on local bus routes if you are heading out that way. The minor delays on the Jubilee line due to the shortage of trains. Underground station is closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town. Trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly westbound at South Ealing. And finally, minor delays on the Elizabeth line between Reading and Hayes and Harlington, all due to a track fault at Twyford.
By the meat factory door, the Five Lamb boys were coming on strong. The Saturday night city beat had already started, and the punks at the corner boys just sprang into action. And young Billy watching under the yellow street light, he said, "Tonight, up all night, it's gonna be a light, light." Billy don't like it living here in this town, he said. Traps have been sprung long before he was born. He said, hope back the dust behind all the closed doors. And puss and grime ooze from its scat-busting sword. The screaming and crying in the high-rise block. It's a rat trap, Billy, but you're already caught. Hey, you can make it if you wanna, or you need it bad enough. You're young and good-looking, and you're acting kind of tough. Anyway, it's Saturday night time to see what's going on. Head for the right side of town. It's only 8 o'clock, but you're already bored. You don't know what it is, but there's gotta be more. You better find a way out. Hey, kick down that door. It's a rat trap, and you've been caught. You switch and you let your right, you push in that button.
Play another couple of tracks for you. So top of the charts in this year on this day was Do You Think I'm Sexy, Rod Stewart. Rat Trap that we played just a few minutes ago. And of course, that was The Cars, My Best Friend's Girls. There's so many. Seven was Mary's Boy Child. That was brand new in the chart on that day. I'm trying not to give away the year as I usually do. But I'm going to play a track. It was actually a double A side from Queen. And then we're going to play Dan Hartman as well.
Bicycle, bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want want to ride my bicycle.
I want to ride my bike.
I want to ride my bicycle.
I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Roy.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
All I wanna do is bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way,
so forget all your duties. Oh yeah,
and for the girls they'll be riding today,
so look out for those beauties. Oh yeah,
on your marks, get set, go.
Yeah.
Hartman, Instant Replay. I forgot all about that song. So do you know the year? So at number one, Do You Think I'm Sexy, we played the Rat Trap. At number two, songs I didn't play, which maybe I should have, Hanging on the Telephone with Blondie. There was Sure Waddy Waddy at number six as well, with Pretty Little Angel Eyes. I don't even know what that song is, but I bet it was a good one. So yeah, it was a brilliant top 10, and it was from 1978. Yeah, so even if you weren't born, I suppose you'd know that it was from 70s, so you might have even got the year right. So we've gone from the 70s right up to the nowies with a brand new track from Carrie Underwood with Drunk and Hungover here on Phoenix FM.
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
I want to kiss you right now in the middle of the street. I want your hands in the pockets in the back of my jeans. Oh, I could fall so hard so easily. You don't know how bad I wanna, but honestly, honestly, I can't get out of your love and still be hung up on him. I can't be, baby, come on, go wondering where he is. I can't be waking up
fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The magic's working.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Now here on Drive on Phoenix FM, it's time to hear from Xanthi Beerman with her greatest pick just for us.
Hi Joe, it's Xanthi Beerman from Greaties. My drive time choice for you this week is a track from Michael Jackson's second solo album, Thriller, which was released this week in 1982 and went on to become the best-selling record album in history. Billie Jean was the second of seven singles released from the album and went to number one on the UK chart.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who could dance on the floor in the round. Dance on the floor, in the round.
Xanthi Behrmann for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Now in a second, we've got a track from David Bowie. And don't forget, thanks again, Xanthi. You can catch Xanthi on Sunday nights at 8 p.m, as she just said. Now, Cilla Black would be a little bit disappointed to find out that blind dates are actually a thing of the past. Thanks to online dating, well, it's no surprise really, is it, I guess? But it seems that meeting a stranger on a date has lost all appeal, as online dates make it possible to kind of make contact first, which they do if you've ever done them recently. Do let me know. You may or may not be surprised as well to know that only 3%, yes, three of us, I've been on a blind date in the past 5 years. That is pretty shocking, to be fair. Now, but 36% of us, and I don't know what decades they're talking about that we're from, but anyway, have used online dating. Now, a massive 97% of 18 to 24-year-olds have been on a blind date. Let me know if you have or not. It'd be brilliant. Anyway, nearly three quarters of single people actually admit researching their date on social media sites, while nearly a third of them look up on the searching sites that are online, such as Google, which, to be fair, if it's there, you would search, would you? How could you not, really? You'd have to, wouldn't you, really? Anyway, so it makes sense that a lot of us people to find out information on potential dates. So why do we really leave it to chance, really? But let me know if you've ever been on a blind date, and let me know how it went. Now, I won't tell anyone, as you know. I'll keep it all to myself. Unless, obviously, you want to. Radio@phoenixfm.com or my socials, Facebook and Instagram at Joe Bailey Music and Twitter at Joe Bailey Music 1. Now, here's David Bowie.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools and say, is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the now.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Yes, another great Saturday show. Right now, skating us up to the top of the hour. I've been told off. I've had a message saying, how can you mention Blondie hanging on the phone and not play it? So taking us up to the top hour, I'm going to play Blondie hanging on the telephone. See you after five.
I'm in the phone booth. It's the one across the hall.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.